You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We are taking a look at the world of work, particularly the job market. It seems as though there has been quite a recovery, or at least signs of a recovery in the job market, more particularly focused around remote jobs and tech jobs in South Africa. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the head of data insights at PNET, Paul Burney, joins me on the line now to see what we make of this data. Paul, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start the conversation with perhaps just how the job market has shaped up over the 2025 year. It's been quite an eventful year. Has the job market seen some positivity as a result of that?
Well, let me start by just summarizing the year in its entirety as volatile. It's the one word I've got. It's been up and down pretty much every month in terms of what we've been seeing in our data that we record across our PNET platform. The good news, Jimmy, is that the last 2 months are showing some really positive signs, and both months have recorded positive growth. Our last month of recording was August, and that was 7% up year on year. And now looking at September, we are 7% up on month on month and 3% up year on year. Last month, 7% up year on year. This month, we're seeing 3% up year on year.
Paul, what are some of the areas of focus here? I can imagine tech jobs would be one. We do live in a very digital age, more so today than we did possibly several years ago. But what are some of the areas of focus that you're seeing from an employer perspective that they are looking to fill vacancies in?
Good question, and 100% leading with the fact that tech is showing probably the biggest sign of growth, and we can touch on that in a moment, is really an important point that you make. But the other jobs that we are seeing that are coming into the fore are quite diverse. If we look at quality control jobs within the manufacturing and assembly job sector, and team leaders and supervisors within business and management, even human resources has shown some really, really good positive growth. As has cost management and accounting, and those are trending jobs over the last month. If we look at actual job sectors, what our report from this last month is showing is it's medical and health, as well as the information technology jobs that you've already mentioned, and sales jobs that have actually showed the big demand. And interestingly, when you go into medical and health, we're looking at about a 25% growth year on year in that sector. IT, we're reporting is 18% up year on year. And sales, we are at 18% year on year also. So some really positive stuff coming through there. And I think, you know, the fact that sales is coming through also shows that there's a demand, there's a consumer demand. And if we are listening to the news during the course of today and understanding that consumer confidence is up, business confidence is up, those are all good indicators for a positive end to this year of ours.
Paul, let's take a look at remote working. It seems as though that has been on the rise as well, and I can't help but wonder whether or not South Africa is better positioned than other countries for remote hiring. I've been seeing a lot of remote offers coming through on various platforms, including PNET. And for me, I think what stands out there is South Africa's geographical location allows it to attract remote work from both the eastern side of the world as well as the western side. How are you guys seeing that data?
It's very interesting that you've asked that question, Jimmy. There are two ways to it. Anecdotally, I can answer that we're seeing an influx of tech skills and all kinds of skills coming into South Africa. And I think that's across the board, but focusing specifically on the Cape region. I know the Cape has specifically set itself up as an important hub for the digital nomad type employment. So we are definitely seeing that there's a growth in terms of the interest of people coming into South Africa. What we look at on our platforms is the reverse, the data that's telling us what is being advertised on our platform in terms of the opportunities for remote work. And it's, again, very interesting from the fact that clearly over COVID, we went 100% into remote work. And then shortly after we sort of got through the pandemic, there was that massive call back to the office. And many, many organizations in South Africa and around the world started calling their people back into the office. For the first time this year, though, we've started to see the trend reverse slightly. And by reverse, I mean that we're seeing more and more remote type opportunities being advertised again. And it's a moderate sort of increase. But over the last 5 months, we've seen a 0.5% increase in remote opportunities. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's the first time that we've seen this trend. And I think what's happening there is that there are companies that are starting to recognize that remote work actually comes as a benefit to many employees, and they are starting to offer it, and they should be offering it as a benefit to try and attract some top talent. Specifically, when we look at the types of jobs that have been advertised for remote work, it is, as you would rightly imagine, a lot of the tech-based jobs, your software developers, your data analysts, business analysts, and systems and network administrators. At the top of the list, the software developers, about 13% of all jobs advertised across our platform are for remote or hybrid type work at the moment. But the other ones that are worth mentioning are jobs like personal assistants. 12% of those jobs are remote. Customer support agents, business development agents, sales representatives and consultants, and even there we're seeing a greater sort of increase in middle and department manager roles being advertised as remote. It's a good mix, and I think it is an indication of things to come. We will have remote work being part of our benefit packages that we get when we join sort of top companies.
Speaking of things to come, Paul, let's leave the conversation by taking a look at some of the trends you expect to continue into the 2026 calendar year. We know that the unemployment situation in South Africa is quite a serious one, and there are many people out there looking for work. What do you think would be influencing the hiring patterns, perhaps, or the job opportunities going into the new year?
Jimmy, I think first and foremost, what we're hoping is the continuation of the trend that we've seen through these last couple of months of this year with the year-on-year increases in the jobs economy. What I am expecting to see is that we're going to have an acceleration of the demand for tech-type skills. We've seen it quite considerably in some skills, specifically if we're looking at things like business or positions like business analysts and data scientists and data engineers. Yeah, there have been significant increases in the demand for those types of roles. So by way of an example, business analysts roles are up 102% over the course of this year. So that's a significant increase. Data scientists are up 48%. Our systems and network administrators who manage our infrastructure and security are up 38%. The big one is software developers. It's up 34% in terms of demand, but for the first time in 2.5 years, it's actually risen to the top of the list of the most in-demand job within South Africa at the moment. So those people that were that are in the tech space, I think, are really well positioned into the new year. I think we're going to see the continuation of this demand, specifically as we accelerate into what I refer to as our new world of work, which fundamentally is built around software development, AI, machine learning, robotics, and all things technical. So I'm expecting that we're going to see this growth continue into the 2026 calendar year.
Some very interesting insights around the job market and what types of opportunities are currently out there, at least from the team at PNET. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Paul Byrne for those insights and for the time. He's the head of data insights at PNET, joining us to take a look at what their platform has been reflecting from a jobs perspective.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.